Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is August 22nd, 2015, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. S-Jammers have become familiar with that pediatric emergency medicine superhero, Dr. Anthony Crocco. He's been on the S-Jam many times discussing the best pediatric emergency care. Anthony is also well known for his YouTube videos. He has done three Rantthonies, one on fever phobia, one on cough medications, and his latest one on pain control. Anthony launched his own evidence-based medicine website earlier this year called Sketchy EBM. And this podcast is another summer SGEM extra that will highlight this great new FOMED resource. Welcome back to the SGEM, Anthony.
Ken, it's great to be back. I hope you're having an awesome summer.
I am having a fantastic summer. How about you?
Oh, I'm having, I think, probably the best summer ever.
Oh, you can't leave that hanging out there. What do you mean the best summer ever?
Well, Ken, this summer, aside from working and doing all the usual stuff and putting out some content on Sketchy EBM, I've done a couple of triathlons, which I've never done before, which was great. And my girlfriend and I got engaged, which is super exciting, too.
Woohoo! Congratulations, Peds EM superhero getting hitched. That's great. That's exciting.
Thanks, Ken.
Well, we've got you on because we want to talk about this great new FOMED project you have, Sketchy EBM. And so I thought I'd run through a few questions with you. Guess how many?
Well, it's not going to be four.
No.
Probably six is too many.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe five?
Exactly. So we're going to go through five questions about Sketchy EBM, get your responses so everybody knows what a great resource this is. And you know, that first question I always like to ask is I want the elevator pitch. I want that 30 seconds to go from the first floor up to the second floor for you to sell me on what Sketchy EBM is all about.
Sketchy EBM presents short, easy-to-understand videos that explain challenging evidence-based medicine concepts that you come across every day in medicine.
Wow, that was a short elevator ride. I like it. Nice and to the point. The Twitterverse will like that one. Question number two. Hey, where'd you get the idea for Sketchy EBM in the first place?
So Ken, a few years ago, I was involved with the EBCP, evidence-based clinical practice course here at McMaster. This course focused on how we understand and how we teach evidence-based medicine concepts. In the pediatric emergency department, I found myself teaching snippets of relevant EBM content on the fly to students and residents. I knew that there were a number of great clinical content resources online, such as the SGEM, but I couldn't find an easy-to-understand, accessible resource for EBM concepts that I could direct students to. Initially, I thought of using Lego and stop-time animation for this, but quickly discovered that I'd need to dedicate hundreds of hours for a single 5-minute video. The whiteboard seemed to be a better fit for me, cutting my work down to a few hours per video.
Great. And do you have any goals? Do you have any specific goals that you want to achieve with the Sketchy EBM project?
I do, Ken. Eventually, I'd like to have all of the most common EBM concepts that people use but sometimes struggle with explained. I'd almost like to have an online ClinEpi course in 5-minute snippets.
So question number four, what content will people find when they go to the Sketchy EBM website?
So currently, and this is an ever-expanding list, people will find videos on how I read a research paper, evidence-based medicine explained, bias, disclosure, what does risk mean, intention to treat, and my personal favorite video on the website is the word difference and how it gets misused.
Okay, so that sounds like a great starting point, but are there other topics that you're going to be covering on Sketchy EBM?
Moving forward, I'd like to have videos on how we review specific types of research papers. I'm also keen for people to write me and give me ideas on what topics they think I should cover. I recently got an email from Heather who suggested confidence intervals and loss to follow-up as topics. Thanks, Heather. People can email me at sketchyebm@gmail.com with their ideas.
Anthony, those were the five questions I had, but you know what? I'll finish with an open-ended invitation. Is there anything else you want to say about Sketchy EBM?
Well, Ken, I'm a bit of an EBM nerd. I love this stuff. But it can be kind of challenging for me sometimes to understand some of these concepts. And so if people are having a hard time understanding some of the evidence-based medicine concepts that they come across when they're listening to the SGEM or they're reading an article, I really hope that you guys want to come to the website, have a look and see if there's something there that helps you out. And if there's not, fire me an email so that I can maybe make a video that helps explain that concept.
Well, if you're a program director, you need to check out Sketchy EBM. If you're a student wanting to learn various EBM concepts, you need to check out this website. If you're running a journal club, you need to check out this website. Anyone interested in cutting that knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year should check out Sketchy EBM. Thanks, Anthony, for your great new FOMED resource.
Well, thank you, Ken, for giving me a chance to put in a plug.
Season 4 of the SGEM will be starting very, very soon. However, we need your help in selecting the articles to be reviewed. Please click on the hot or not to vote for which articles you want us to put our skeptical eye upon. Those articles that are rated high by the SGEMers will go through a structured critical review process.
Ken, I think it's great that you're engaging your audience in this process. Not only can they vote on which articles they think are relevant and the articles, therefore, that you're going to review in the future, but if they come across something that they think is novel that hasn't been posted yet, they can post it and have other people vote on it.
Yeah, so if you come across an article that you think we should be putting our critical eye upon, then just submit it to the hot or not process, and we will get the rest of the SGEM audience to vote on it. And if it's highly rated, we will do a structured critical review.
Very cool.
The first episode on season 4 of the SGEM will be a hot off the press paper just published in Academic Emergency Medicine.
Yeah, Ken, I'm going to be moderating this episode of the SGEM hot off the press instead of Chris Carpenter because we're doing a pediatric trauma paper.
That should be in your sweet spot there, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Now, another exciting component of the SGEM hop is that the best social media feedback gets published in a future AEM paper. So help us show how social media can shorten that KT window down and engage an audience. Anthony, you have a tagline for your EBM project that I think is just brilliant. Can you tell people what you say at the end of each Sketchy EBM video?
I always tell my audience to always draw your own conclusions.
Well, you know the SGEM has a tagline as well that we say at the end of each one of our episodes.
Remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.
Talk to everyone next week.